My name is Julie Margan Taylor. I'll be moderating the session. And I'll call up each person, and at the end of this, Dr. Taffra will go over some cases to kind of illustrate these points, and we'll have a panel discussion. Our first speaker is Dr. Henry Tillman, and Dr. Henry Tillman is head of breast surgery at University of Arkansas, and she'll be talking to us today about some preoperative and postoperative considerations in these types of procedures.
Thank you, and what an honor to present before you. I do not have any relevant financial relationships with any commercial interest that pertains to the content of my presentation. So, breast oncoplastic surgery. As you can see, women present with different types of breasts, and so as we become more involved, the surgery will become more challenging. So there are many types of oncoplastic surgeries, and this is just probably your initial course that you're looking at this, dealing with different poles of the breast to consider the upper pole of the breast, the lower pole of the breast, and any segment of the breast that you're going to have to address as you plan to become an oncoplastic breast surgical oncologist. So this requires very careful planning and the delicate balance of oncological needs with aesthetics, both pre- and postoperatively. So first, you need your team. Everyone has to be on board. This is my team at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. We practice multidisciplinary medicine, and so they need to know what you're planning to do and how you're planning to do this. Equipment needed in your clinic. A camera. I put a iPhone or Samsung there. And if you have electronic medical records for us, if you take a shot of your patient when they're in the clinic, it goes directly into the medical records. You have to be familiar on how to measure the patient's breasts, and you also need to make sure that you have skin marking pins. You don't want to use permanent pins so that they don't have these permanent markings. You have to be considerate and know about EMN coding and documentation. You know the codes, new patient codes are the 99201 through 05. Your consultation codes, which most of us see, are your 99241 to 45, and your established codes, your 9211 to 115. You have to be aware of this because within this, you have to document your patient's breast. You can no longer say, I have a breast mass in the right upper quadrant. You need to talk about the size of the breast, the grade of ptosis, the bra size, the asymmetry, the tumor location, extension into quadrants or multiple quadrants, your planned oncoplastic procedure, your time spent discussing this, and your follow-up to further discuss this. This is a simple demonstration or evaluation of ptosis and shape, bra size, and bandwidth. A through H and J through K are bra sizes. 32 to 52 are your band sizes. Just ask the patient or be prepared to measure it yourself. So, coding and oncoplastic procedures. You have to understand the coding and what you do so that you can document this within your EMN coding. You have to understand your ICD-10 codes and be specific on the location of the tumor. You have to understand your procedural codes, RVWs and RVUs, and how you are paid, your modifiers and how to use them, your op notes and keywords that you support your specific coding, and the verification that what you code gets paid, and if not, why. So if we look at our specific evaluation and management level codes, these can change based on how you document. So what about conversations with your patient? This is one of the most important things as you began your oncoplastic journey. What are your desires? Do you feel symmetrical? What is your breast size? Do you like your size? Tell me about your breasts. Do you have sensation? How do you feel about sensation? Do you wear a bra? And establish realistic expectations with the patient as you begin this journey. Drawing images, preoperative, intraoperative, and postoperative. You have to sit down with the patient and describe to them what you are planning. This is a picture of a patient that we had decided to do a right upper quadrant lumpectomy, sentinel lymph node reduction with tissue rearrangement and reduction mammoplasty for symmetry. As you can see up in the quadrant, I show the drawings below, and then the patient postoperatively. What is oncoplastic surgery? It's volume replacement versus volume displacement. Volume replacement imports additional tissue from outside the breast in the form of a tissue flap or an implant to compensate for loss of volume. Most of us won't do that. Volume displacement rearranges the remaining breast tissue and the volume loss is thereby absorbed over a wider area with concomitant reshaping of the breast. And that's what most of us do as oncoplastic surgeons. The level one is maximum excision volume ratio is about 20%. Requirement of skin incision for reshaping is none. Mammoplasty most commonly is used in your level two and glandular characteristics. This is very important as you begin to do oncoplastic surgery. These are some of the surgical approaches for level one using your skin incision, skin undermining, nipple riller complex undermining, full thickness incisions, glandular reapproximation, and de-epithelialization and nipple riller complex repositioning. You have to be aware of the things that you have to do when you begin your level one oncoplastic techniques. Patient selection is very important in oncoplastic surgery. The right operation in the right person. So let's look at elements for consideration. Patient desires, your tumor volume, your tumor location, and your breast density. Breast size and shape, your BMI is very important, your metabolic limitations, and your comorbidities, diabetes, smoking, severe heart problems are things that you can consider, and you must document this in your journey. So what about your tumor volume? This can be assessed by clinical exam, mammography or ultrasound, extent of disease by MRI, all in relationship to the patient's desires, the body shape, the breast size, and the density of the breast. We talk about density of the breast. We talk about the fibroglandular tissue and the adipose tissue. It is very important that you assess this because it is very difficult to rearrange a breast that's mostly consistent of fat. So breast composition, we're aware of the A, B, C, and D composition. Most states now have requirements that these are reported. When we talk about A, we're talking about an almost entirely fatty breast. You see this on mammography. Your B is your scattered fat fibroglandular densities. Your C is your glandular tissue. And your category D is the extremely dense breast. The location of the tumor is a second factor in planning your oncoplastic surgery. There are zones that are at high risk of deformity during breast conservation surgery when compared with more forgiving zones. And if we look at that, the upper outer quadrant of the breast is most favorable for doing oncoplastic techniques. Excision from less favorable locations are your lower pole or the upper inner quadrants of the breast, often creating a more risk for deformity. For example, a bird's beaks, and my colleagues will show you some of those as they talk through that. Postoperative consideration is another option. Billing and coding. Will I be paid for this oncoplastic technique? And there are courses on how to code this. Follow-up discussion. Are your outcomes acceptable for you or for your patient? Expectations and imaging. Radiation and the impact of that radiation on your long-term outcome. This demonstrates the patient that's had a Benelli procedure. You could see where we've made the incision and you see the surgical outcome. No one knows what you've done with that breast but you. So you must be able to document what you have done as it relates to your oncoplastic rearrangement. So being paid for what you do in documentating and coding for these procedures is very, very important. So your operative note is one key component. This is just a sample of an operative note that I wanted to charge for a rearrangement, and I put within the note, I did a simple mastectomy, intraoperative injection for sentinel lymph node, tissue rearrangement using an angel wing technique, measuring 8x17 centimeters for an acquired defect greater than 30 centimeters. You have to be detailed in what you do and describe this within your note because you cannot bill a tissue rearrangement unless you measure the defect and you put the size of the defect within the operative note. So this is a hidden scar procedure. We did an axillary approach. Can you tell me where the tumor was located? No, but if you describe it within the note, you can definitely tell that, and you can tell whether you did an advancement or glandular advancement, and you'll see some of those, or whether you did a tissue rearrangement and the appropriate code to use for this. Marking and identifying the surgical cavity is very important because your radiation oncologists have to know where to boost or where to place the radiation therapy. So you either have to place a tissue marker or clips within those sites. These are visible on mammogram as well so that you can follow the individuals over time, making sure the individual or patient does not have a recurrence. As you can see, simple place clips or placement of a bioabsorb within the areas for marking of your cavity. Common post-surgical mammographic findings. You have to be aware of these. You have to know what masses are fat necrosis, what masses are fluids, and what masses are recurrences. If you don't have an ultrasound in your clinic, you should, so that you can follow these patients. Or be very close with your radiologist so when you feel something, they can take them down and evaluate that lesion. Radiation outcome varies. We know we've all had the patient, they left the OR two months later, they had perfect surgery. You do not know the radiation outcomes your patients are going to have. You need to address this with them because sometimes they have no bad outcomes, but in other times they may. I'd like to thank you for your attention.